Alex, I'd appreciate it if you'd read from Iambic Pen. That's one of my favorites.
Okay, all right. And I'll just say that when I was at the University of Baltimore getting this master's degree in publication design, and the poetry workshop was Kendra Kopelke, and she used a book called A Poetry Handbook by Mary Oliver. And it was an excellent thing, and I really recommend if people want to get into writing poetry, get involved in a poetry workshop. And so one of the things Mary Oliver talked about, meter and form. And so I, you know, like was going over iambic pentameter, and our assignment that week was to write a poem from the point of view of an inanimate object, and I, or another person, another voice. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to be an inanimate object. And I couldn't think of what to do, and I was reading about iambic pentameter, and I had my big pen there in my hand, and I went, I am big pen. I am big pen to meet her, to feel her hand embrace my shaft, to spread my ink the first time, every time upon the virgin page, to feel fantasy flowing through my tip, producing sighs of ecstasy, to sense mystery probed and poems taking flight. I can scarce express with what delight I am big pen to meet her. And when my blue fluid spent, I lie dry, discarded in some rubbish heap. Do not weep, for I have felt the muse's gentle touch. Far better big pen to have been than Cross or Parker scratching memos on some bureaucrat's pad. And when at last into the recycler's kiln I'm cast to burn and blister and be no more, and tongues of flame reduce me to a glob, remember, billions more in the Rite Aid store stand prepared, proclaiming to the poets of the world, I am Bic Pen to meet her.
Love it.
That is very unique. Yes, it is.
And that one, I actually was up in New York. My daughter's a really good, Hannah Lynn Colvin, out in the East Coast, well-known, very good performance poet.
Oh.
And I went up to visit her in New York, and she said, Dad, you want to go down to the Bowery Club? And I said, sure. And so they had a slam poetry contest that night. And some of Selena Glenn, one of the national poetry slam contests, was there, and several other top poets from New York. I did that poem. I got all tens.
You did.
Competing against 17 other poets, got selected into the final three for the end of the competition.
That's fantastic. I love
that,
it.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, all right. So I guess maybe I'll read a few poems, and then we'll talk a little while, and our show will be just about over then. All right. Well, I think as I mentioned that I do write love poems, I do write political poems, I do write environmental poems, and then headline poems. This happens to be a dream poem. I just pulled it out. It's very short. Last night, I had a dream in a room, four white walls. I'm taking a test. I fail. What? How can that be? It's a citizenship test. Guess I am a very, very bad consumer.
I like it.
And this is called The Torture Report, one of my cheery poems. I sit on my deck in the mornings early, watching my dog play, listening to the birds entertain us, feeling the cool morning air float over the 5 acres. I sip my organic French roast and feel content with my life. Later, I turn on non-corporate media news. The Torture Report, documenting U.S. military torture of Iraqis in Mosul. I turn away from the television, still holding my French roast, still sitting on my couch, still petting my dog, as the suffering of human beings fills my front room. How can this be? How can we allow this? How can we have such hearts of stone? How can we believe that torture is good, is right? How can we seek revenge on a suffering people? How can we condemn what others do when we do it too? How can we try to justify this pain and cruelty? Have we learned nothing? Have we no moral ground? Have we no ethics? Have we become the enemy we want to destroy? My next cheery poem. Cheery Saturday. I should get back to love poems, right? My body is not big enough to block the bombs falling on children, driving shrapnel into their Syrian skulls. My hands are not strong enough to hold back the missiles from destroying a city block, a family's home, a mosque while people pray. My arms are not wide enough to hold the child in a pink satin dress screaming, the father carrying close to his chest his daughter with tear and tear in his eyes, the grandmother arms stretched to the sky, the smallest boy with a brown soft hair washed up on the sand. My arms are not wide enough to hold all this misery. My brain is exploding. My heart is splintering. My body and bones are cracking. So I decided to write an eyeliner poem.
A what?
Eyeliner. I like eyeliner.
Oh, it's kind of like the Big Pen poem?
Yes and no. Okay, so this moves away from politics, right? Maybe. All I want is to wear eyeliner. I mean, really, eyeliner is my makeup, my only seductive move. My eyes are in serious trouble. Blepharitis, chalazions, blocking oil ducts, epithelial deterioration, surgery to scrape the top layer of cells in one eye. We have 5 layers, you know, so no big deal. Then a bubble and a Band-Aid in my eye to promote a new layer of cells. Hurt like hell for weeks and weeks. For months now, no eyeliner. I want to wear eyeliner. How difficult is that? My focus is eyeliner. Eyeliner is my focus. Not fracking, not coal dust, not Fukushima radiation on the West Coast, not Trump, my God, not Trump, not gutting the EPA, not the richest cabinet in the history of U.S. politics, not the bombing of Syria, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, not the starving children, not mothers who can't swim drowning in the ocean, not fathers trying to find safety for their families, not Rex Tillerson, the climate denier, not Betsy DeVos, hater of public education and sister of Eric Prince, mercenary for hire, not ocean acidification, not killing of bears and wolves while they hibernate, not the hundreds of species dying every day. Nope, not any of these things. Eyeliner. I need eyeliner. Deep green eyeliner. Smooth, smooth lines for my green eyes, the color of nature, while we still have nature to see.
Very good.
Very good.
Let's see. I'm going to read a couple more poems, and then we'll have more of a discussion or whatever else you would like to do here. Oh, I was looking at the last line. That's okay. I want to start a new political party, the Mother Earth Party, the Pachamama Party, the Peace Planet and People Party. Platform? Let me tell you, we would celebrate Mother Earth and care for all species. We would cultivate compassion. We would provide for everyone. No one could make insane profits on the backs of others. No one could hoard millions, billions while children starve. No one could destroy the land or poison the water or toxify the air. Big Pharma could not keep people sick for more profits. We are the people. Powerful, powerful. We are the people. F. Monsanto. Okay. So maybe I should move to my love poems.
I'd like to hear that. I've never heard a love poem by Pamela Spoto.
You've never heard a love poem?
No.
Well, then it's time.
Okay, good.
Okay. This is kind of a love poem. This is a transition into the love poem series. It's called Sunday. I like riding in your truck, the way it moves when you shift. And seatbelt free, I like sitting next to you, really close, looking at your face, how your lashes touch. From the dash, Sunday passion hangs on chains. In the back, the rope and pitchfork tangle. I am filled with sky, dazzling blue, shimmering expanse. I breathe in blue, pure light, your eyes. So why did that guy say Pamela fell in love and her poems went to hell?
I don't know.
I think that's a good poem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I know is you, warrior, with eyes like sky illuminating and filling the center, you are the fire that lights the sky. A million red suns could not shine more brightly. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think I brought any more of my love poem. So I think I will just end with that. Okay, so that's kind of a cross section of some of the poems I do, and we have about, I would say, 8 minutes left. And so we can go in several directions here. We can just continue reading poetry or reading the two of you, or we could talk a little bit about the creative space. Craig, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm curious about your wedding poem prayer.
Oh.
It caught my eye here. can you share that one?
Oh, wow. Well, I could. I wrote this. It's really interesting. When I first started dating the man that I'm with, which has been about 10 years now, we're together, we went to Oregon and stayed in a teepee, and I'd never stayed in a teepee. And we were going to the wedding of a couple that he was good friends with, and I thought, well, what do I have to take? And so I wrote this prayer, this wedding prayer poem, and I had it framed and gave it to them. So this is it. May your hearts be free of any heaviness. May the softest silken threads of love bind your hearts. May the sacred circle of devotion tenderly flow between you, breathing in and breathing out love and peace and spirit. May the wind's enchanting songs never be far from you. May you ride the sweetest currents of love, wrapped in joy and laughter and gratitude. May all your dreams be fulfilled. May Mother Earth continually provide you with her many blessings. May you dance embraced gently between earth and sky. One heart.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that.
Well, golly. Certainly, Craig. So it looks like Alex is looking through one of his chapbooks. Do you have something that you would like to share with us?
Well, last week when we were here and you talked about how much you love critters.
Yes.
Like coyotes and things like that. So
yes.
I had three oak trees in my backyard in Maryland that had a big hole in it, and I really enjoyed the squirrels when they were growing. One of my favorite things was when all the babies, I don't know, about 100 babies all came running out of the hole one day and danced around the yard. But often I would sit in the backyard and watch the squirrels. And so, you know, they're not coyotes. You mentioned coyotes several times last week. But, you know, little squirrels. The squirrels may know more than the nuts. They may be passing secrets like teenage girls with ageless souls pursuing boys with unattainable goals. Down the tree trunk, running, leaping over the post-rain junk, the squirrels may be messengers from an unseen god, not above, but below. The olden gods lived deep within the earth. The olden gods of power lived deep within the orifice. The gods up in the sky might light the day, but not know why. The olden gods of power lived deep. And in my sleepless nights, I think the squirrels may understand the power that drives them nuts through the branches. Otherwise, why do they take such chances? Leaping from leaf to leaf, leaping beyond belief, leaping out of the night like the thief on the right, or maybe leaping into the night like the thief on the left. Somehow, in leaping for the moon, we may have lost the lunar cycles, and our loss is our lunacy. But the squirrels know the life of trees, the seasons of the sun, the life-giving rush of rain, the hush of snow. They know to crack open nuts, to eat the seed that comes not from above but below. Yes, I am sure the squirrels know.
Oh,
well, that's,
nice. I like that. I do love critters. I really, really do. The critters of the natural world.
Critters are cool.
They are.
Even the skunks. Mm-hmm. Even the skunks are cool. You know, and, you know, and we all maybe, you know, like maybe have a skunk in us, because oftentimes people say to us, please don't raise a stink.
That is true. That is true.
We used to have a skunk that went around our hot tub, and I would go out there in the evening and in the dark, and this little guy would come around, and I'd talk to it just a little bit, and they never did spray me, so that was a blessing.
Well, I think we have time. We have time for one more poem, because I have to make a couple of announcements. And so, Craig, would you like to read something?
Yeah, I'll share this with you. It's a seasonal thing, and I have seasonal affective disorder. When living in Washington State, it was a real problem. Mm-hmm. It's a seasonal thing. First comes the scent of dry leaves. Next, the unforgiving grayness of dirty, damp linen overhead that wrings chill moisture onto our heads, dampening our spirits. And though we fight it with harvest festivals and jingle bells, its bleakness tugs at us. We try to buy sunshine in this northern climate at Penny's, Sears, or Macy's. These slabs of entrapment do not lift our troubled spirits for very long, but we long pay for what lift they do bring, giving toys and whatnot to drooling little kids or unwanted, unneeded presents to adults. It's a seasonal thing. So where does one find peace in this season? Perhaps in the plume of chimney smoke drifting in a winter sky, or curled up beside fireplace warmth, away from the relentless bye, bye, bye. Quietly, snugly, safe inside, wrapped up in a seasonal hibernation as old as time.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Craig. And I want to thank you both so much for being on Late Night Poetry Jam. And Alex Colvin, thank you so much for sharing your work. It's wonderful. And Craig Boyer, thank you so much. Your work is also spectacular, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I want to thank our listeners, as well as remind people that this is KKRN Community Radio, and we're broadcasting out of Round Mountain. And I need to read you, I would like to read you an announcement that this is North State Giving Tuesday, and it's a 14-hour online giving program for more than 120 registered nonprofits in Shasta and Siskiyou counties. Giving Tuesday takes place on November 28th. KKRN is one of the nonprofits new this year, and you can schedule your donations in advance at northstategives.org today through November 27th. Most major credit cards and e-checks are accepted. Your donations will go further thanks to an incentive pool made possible by the Nodell Family Endowment Fund of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Don't forget, you can give to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio at northstategives.org by scheduling a donation today or on November 28th. And so, thank you all again, and bye for now.